New World screwworms so far have killed at least 60 of the endangered key deer. Two dogs and a pot-bellied pig have also been infested. State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam came to the Keys Monday to urge the public to check their pets regularly.
We've got a lot of visitors coming and going from all over the world, a lot of cargo coming and going from all over the world, and these pests and diseases tend to hitchhike in. And when they find their way into Florida, they find a very welcoming environment where they tend to thrive.
Officials are hoping that they can throttle the infestation in the Keys. They're releasing sterile flies in the lower Keys starting this week, and they've set up an inspection point for pets in Key Largo.
If it moves into peninsular Florida, then you're talking about another set of issues involving quarantines, the movement of livestock, disrupting a billion-dollar livestock and dairy industry.
Residents of the Keys, especially the lower Keys, are urged to report any wildlife that look like they've been infested. Infestations in pets are treatable. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key Largo.